Good evening, everyone, from Madison, South Dakota, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference, our non-conference basketball action between the North College Defenders and Dakota State Trojans. From Madison, we are set for a 5:30 tip-off between the North College Defenders and Madison and the Dakota State Lady Tees. Crossing our fingers and hoping for the best this evening, as we have had some upgrades here at the field house on the campus of Dakota State, and some things just a little bit flaky, but we hope that we are able to make it through. Let's take a break, and we'll visit with Coach Craig Steensma right after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with Coach Craig Steensma in a moment. Coach Craig Steensma joins us as the North College Defenders get set to take on Dakota State in non-conference basketball play. And, Coach, your team coming off the win over Presentation on Saturday, first game of the year, obviously. What did you learn about your team on Saturday?
Well, we play fast, and we have a team that has a lot of energy. And I think you'll see that tonight, Mike, that we just play with a lot of energy. And, you know, that makes it fun if we're able to push the ball and do some things defensively. So, some things we learned, I guess, are that we're going to have different people score and step up for us from night to night. We're going to have different people that are able to shoot the ball and able to attack the basket. And I think we'll get points from a lot of different places. And I think that that's one thing that will help us to be successful this season.
Dakota State, your opponent this evening. Obviously, it's early in the year. You don't have a lot of scouting reports or anything to go off of. But what do you expect from Dakota State?
Well, they really, really scrap defensively. First of all, they are very good defensively. And then the second thing is that they really try to push the pace and push the ball. And they set a lot of ball screens, early ball screens and early ball screen action off of that, the second and third pass off of that. So those are some things that we were able to pick up off of their first game. But it's a new season, and it's virtually a new team for them as well as for us. So it should be an interesting night.
What do you want to see from your team that maybe needs to improve from what you saw on Saturday?
Rebounding. We'll need to rebound much better than we did on Saturday. And if we can rebound, I think then, you know, we'll have a pretty high ceiling as a team.
That's Coach Craig Steensma talking about his team and preparations for today's road opener with the Dakota State Lady Tees. For the North College Defenders, a win over Presentation that we talked briefly about during our pregame show. North College was able to run away with that win. For Dakota State, they are one game into the season as well. A 77-59 loss to Mount Marty and Yankton this past Sunday, November the 2nd. Last year's team for the Lady Tees was 12-20. Top returning scorers are Brianna Olson and Aaron Ravenberg with 8.8 and 8.6 points per game, respectively. Dakota State had a 55-43 rebounding advantage in the loss to Mount Marty, but turned the ball over 27 times. Olson had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Jada Swenson and Madison Walford both had 10 points, and Walford had 11 rebounds. Cherie Galbraith took down 12 rebounds and had 9 points. Jeff Dittman coaches Dakota State after returning to Madison 2 seasons ago after spending time in Hastings. The Defender women were 108-62 winners over Presentation on Saturday after taking a 56-25 lead into intermission. Abby Chapman had 23 points and 2 assists and made 4 of 5 3-point shots. Emily Newman scored 17 points, and Paige Angbers came off the bench to score 12. Micah Holst added 11. Kim Cruz had 14 rebounds as Dort had a 47-40 rebounding advantage. Dort College made 32 of 66 field goals and limited Presentation to 22 of 67 shooting. North College also got to the free throw line 43 times and made 32 of those free shots. Presentation had 27 turnovers. North College had 17. The Defender women lead this series 21-17 with Dakota State. Dort won the game in Sioux Center last season 97-90 after leading 39-19 at halftime. North College was led by Kira Van Dyke's 24 points and 9 rebounds, while Jamie Cook tossed in 14 and Jasmine Skelhaus had 13 in that win. Dakota State was led by Olson with 11 points. Dort had a 37-67 shooting day for 55.2%, while Dakota State was limited to 22-61 shooting for 36.1% success. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Starting lineups right after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here then are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the host team, the Dakota State Lady Tees. They will start number 10, Brianna Olson. She is a 5'8 sophomore from Nunda, South Dakota. She is averaging 11 points per game. Number 20 is Jada Swenson. She's averaging 10 points per contest. She's a 5'9 senior from Goodwin, South Dakota. Madison Walford is a 5'11 freshman from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. She saw limited time on Sunday. Erin Rabenberg is a 5'7 senior from Glenham, South Dakota. She wears number 24. And number 44 is Cherie Galbraith, a 6'1 junior from Winter, South Dakota. And she is averaging 9 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa. She's averaging 7 points per game. She's coming off a contest in which she grabbed 14 rebounds in the win over Presentation. Number 5 is Alyssa Palama. Alyssa Palama is a 5'7 freshman from Rock Valley, Iowa. She is coming off her college debut where she scored 8 points. Emily Newman's a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. She's coming off a career-high 17-point performance over Presentation. Number 22 is Abby Chapman. Chapman had 23 points in the win over Presentation. She was 4-5 on three-point shots. And Michael Holst is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She is averaging 11 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, we will see several players, including Tegan Manis. Tegan Manis is a freshman from the Ripon, California area, actually Stockton, California, officially. Robin Blunt will come off the bench. She's number 25. She is a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll also anticipate seeing Shea DeAger and Cassidy Vredevode as we get set for basketball. Opening tap up and controlled by the Dort College Defenders, and we will jump it up once again. The Dort College Defenders and Dakota State Lady Tees. No one could control the opening tap cleanly, and now they re-jump at Dort College with the basketball. They pass it over to Chapman. Chapman gives it up to Palama. Palama on the right wing. All the way down to the baseline. She tries to pass it cross-court on the baseline. Down low to Micah Holston. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as Kim Cruz. Dort College reverses at 18 seconds to shoot. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman passes over to Palama. Palama feeds it down low for Holst. Holst down on the block. The right-hander spins back outside to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, 9 to shoot. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz outside to Chapman. Chapman inside the three-point ring. Now let's fly with a long two. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Holst gets it away to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Looks like Dakota State is in a man-for-man defense. Pass comes out front, Newman. Newman into the lane, nothing there at the free throw line. Tries to throw it over to Kim Cruz, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Dort College Defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. First turnover against the Dort College Defenders this evening. Dakota State basketball as we come back the other way. Dakota State moving from right to left or from south to north if you're familiar with the layout of the field house. Shot on the way, no good from the perimeter. Rebound taken away by Chapman. She'll bring it into the front court herself. Chapman all the way to the free throw line. Stops. Nothing there. Back over to Palama. Palama reverses back outside Chapman. Might have got away with steps. Kick out pass. Cruz. Three. Long. No good. Rebound taken away by Cherie Galbraith for Dakota State. Long outlet pass to the midcourt stripe taken by Erin Rabenberg. Rabenberg with the basketball back to Galbraith. Galbraith with it. We're scoreless. 18:40 left to play first half. Dakota State with the basketball out front. Nothing there. They feed it down low in the lane. Turnaround is up and good for Walford. Madison Walford from straight on gets the two-point basket to go, and the Dort College Defenders trail 2-0, and answering back with a three from deep in the right corner is Abby Chapman. Chapman makes it 3-2, Dort College leads. Dakota State basketball coming back the other way. Olson into the lane, nothing there, blocked by Micah Holst, saved in by Dakota State, but coming away with it is Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz long pass ahead to Chapman. Chapman left baseline, tries to reverse it out. It's tipped and controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State off and running the other way. Lady Tees, runner, no good. Rebound taken away by Palama. Palama will race horse it back the other way. Long pass into the front court. With it is Holst. Holst layup, no good. Fouled on the play by Brianna Olson. Bodies on the floor, no calls made. And here comes Dakota State with the basketball. Didn't need the shot clock for those last two or three possessions. Dakota State quickly up the floor. Olson. Olson on the left elbow. Olson comes back outside to Rabenberg. Rabenberg gives it up to Walford. Walford underneath. Shot blocked by Michael Holst. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose. Picked up by Dakota State. Comes outside Olson. Olson, three, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Palama. Outlet over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. The sophomore from Hall into the front court. She drops it off to Chapman. Chapman blocked from behind. And Dakota State racing back the other way with the basketball. Swenson ahead of the pack. It goes to Rabenberg. Rabenberg layup good. Rabenberg with the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-3. Abby Chapman jumper right wing good. Abby Chapman with a two-point basket. And she hangs the net in the process. Abby Chapman with 5 points, all 5 points for the defenders. And Dort College leads it 5-4. Kim Cruz will check out of the basketball game. And checking in for Dort College is Tegan Manis. First time we are seeing Tegan this evening. Manis will play defense on Courtney Holstein. Holstein came at the break as well for Dakota State. Pass comes over to Hansen. Jordan Hansen gives the basketball up to Wagner. Wagner driving. Nothing there, but she is fouled on the play as she drives in. And I believe Manis is going to be called for the personal. No, she is not. We'll wait and get the indication on the scoreboard who that foul goes against. That foul is going to go on number 5. That's Alyssa Palama. Palama whistled for foul number 1. Two free throws on the way for Kennedy Wagner. First free throw, no good. She's a 75% free throw shooter. 3-for-4 for the season. Make it 3-for-5 now. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Wagner makes 1 of 2. And we are tied for the first time at 5-5. 16:36 left to play. First half. Abby Chapman continues her hot start. She's got a 3 from the right wing. A dribble pull up. And the Dort College defenders lead 8-5. All 8 points for Abby Chapman. Driving the lane with the left hand, Courtney Holstein on the stop and pop. She's got 2 points. Dort College leads 8-7. Tegan Manis basketball back over to Chapman. She's hot. Why not? Three-pointer, good. Abby Chapman, three threes in the early going. Dort College leads 11-7. Feed her till she misses. Dort College with the basketball. Shea Dieger with the rebound. Picked up the loose basketball. She's fouled on the play. Robin Blount will check into the contest. Emily Newman will check out. Abby Chapman with all 11 points for Dort College thus far on 3 threes and a 2. Dort College basketball, Palama. Palama with it at the top of the key. She'll drive in, draws the penetration, feeds it away to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball gives it up Manis. Manis to Palama. Palama three, left it short, no good. Rebound Manis. Manis off balance shot, no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Tegan Manis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tegan Manis shooting her 5th free throw of the season. She's 4-for-4 thus far. That's in this season. Dort College leads 11-7. Manis' first free throw, no good. Cruz is in. Palama checks out. Another free throw on the way for Manis. Tegan Manis. Her 2nd free throw is up and through. And the Dort College defenders lead 12-7. Manis, a 5'9 freshman from Stockton, California. Three-pointer answering back is Courtney Holstein. Holstein with the three. And the Dort College defender lead is 12-10. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by Dakota State and Kennedy Wagner. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College leading 12-10. Dort College will throw it in length of the floor in front of them after the ball was tapped out by Dakota State. Cruz passes over to Manis. Manis with it on the right wing. Manis with the basketball. Gives it up to Blount. Blount down to the baseline. Her fadeaway no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Dakota State. Lady T's off and running with the basketball. Bringing it up is Jordan Hansen. Hansen into the corner. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Missing that shot was Courtney Holstein from deep in the right wing. Dort College throws the outlet pass away. Dakota State coming back the other way. Wagner. Wagner's shot. No good. She's fouled on the play. She'll shoot 2 free throws, and I believe that's foul number 1 on Kim Cruz in the process. Steal on the wing. She took it hard to the basket. And Wagner gets fouled on the play. She goes to the free throw line to shoot her third and fourth free throws this evening. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Kennedy Wagner. She can tie it with a made free throw here. Second free throw on the way for Wagner is up and good. So Wagner makes both free throws. She's 3 for 4 tonight. And ties the score at 12-12. Jumper in the lane, answering back is Kim Cruz. She slices into the lane, and Dort College regains the lead at 14-12. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Courtney Holstein. Holstein driving in, and she's called for traveling before she can get the shot off. Manis is out. Palama's in. Dieger is out as well. Also into the ballgame is Cassidy Vredevode for Dort College. Vredevode from Byron Center, Michigan. The slice into the lane by Robin Blount. And Blount has the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 16-12. Dakota State with the basketball. They are out of sync right now. They throw it away. Courtney Holstein has to chase it down near midcourt. Holstein with the basketball. Courtney Holstein, her pass, gives it up to Summer Bailey. Around the horn they go, back to the top of the key, Cherie Galbraith. Galbraith gives it up, Wagner. Wagner works inside, no good. Rebound taken away by Abby Chapman. Chapman with the basketball ahead to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz goes over to Robin Blount. Blount, reverse layup, no good. But she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Robin Blount, a 60% free throw shooter this season. 3 for 5 thus far. For the Dort College women's basketball team, they return home on Saturday when they face Grandview. That's a 2 o'clock start time women's game only. Free throw on the way for the junior. Stop. No good. Another one on the way for Blount. Paige Angvers checks into the ball game for Dort College. Abby Chapman catches her first breather of the night. So another free throw on the way for Robin Blount. Blount's second free throw short, no good. And the score remains 16-12. Quickly up the floor with the basketball. Kick out pass into the left corner. Three on the way for Hansen off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court intended for Vredevode, and it's over her head and out of bounds. Vredevode looked like she might have slipped as she went to make that catch. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It's Dakota State basketball. Wagner. Wagner gives it up. Galbraith. Galbraith's 17-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Blount. Blount gives it up to Cruz. 13:33 left to play. First half. Three on the way by Angvers is good. Paige Angvers with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads by 7, 19-12. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota State basketball after Dort College takes a 7-point lead. Pass goes into Swenson. Swenson back outside Galbraith. Galbraith with the basketball on the right wing. Galbraith guarded there by Vredevode. Puts it up. Gets it to go off the glass as she chucks it at the backboard. It catches the right part of the square. It drops through. And a 3-point play on the way for Cherie Galbraith. Galbraith with the three-point play opportunity on the way. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Three-point play for Galbraith, and the Dort College lead is 19-15. Pass comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Rifles it to Vredevode. Vredevode on the baseline. Her shot no good from 5 feet. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Galbraith. Galbraith with the basketball, and we've got a pushing foul called on Vredevode. Vredevode whistled for the personal foul. It's team foul number 4 on the defenders. And Dakota State maintains possession of the basketball. Dakota State into the lane, spinning. Shot by Swenson, no good. Rebound taken away by Palama. Palama off the floor. Alyssa Palama with the basketball, and she has it swiped away. And we've got a push called from behind. Foul's going to go on Brianna Olson. That's foul number 1 on Olson. Team foul number 4 on Dakota State. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball comes in. Shot on the way off the side of the backboard. No good by Newman. Rebound cleared out by Dakota State. Coming up with the basketball is Swenson. Swenson with the ball. Pass comes right side down to the baseline. Picking up the basketball is Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad with the ball. Lindblad passes it over to Brianna Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Nothing there. She comes back outside to Galbraith. Galbraith to the top of the key to Ravenberg. Ravenberg with the basketball. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket by Kendra Lindblad. And just like that, the Dort College lead that was seven is down to one on an old-fashioned three-point play and a three-point basket. Up the floor with the basketball, Dakota State. This is Ravenberg. Ravenberg on the right wing. Ravenberg feeds it down low to Galbraith. She faces up 12 feet out on the right wing. Ball's tapped out of bounds by Kim Cruz. Cassidy Vredevoet, I mentioned she was from Byron Center. She is actually listed from Caledonia, Michigan, so my mistake on that. Lots of new faces to become accustomed to on this basketball team this year. Heavy graduation losses for the defenders after last season. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walford. Walford feeds it off to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball ahead to Paloma. Paloma up the floor with the right hand. Puts it up in traffic. No good, but she's fouled on the play by Olson. Olson picks up her second personal foul. And Alyssa Paloma will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 11:31 left to play in this first half. Dort College 19, Dakota State 18. Free throw on the way by Paloma is off the heel, no good. She's got another one coming her way. Checking into the contest is Chapman. Checking out is Engbers. Chapman had the hot start. She had 11 points right out of the chute for the defenders. Since then, held in check. Emily Newman tracks down the long rebound onto the baseline, puts it up. She puts it off to Hulst. Hulst tries to drive the lane, and Hulst has it swiped away. It's taken back by Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner comes right side over to Holstein. Holstein three, good. Courtney Holstein with the three-point basket. She's got eight, and the defenders trail 21-19. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman down to the floor to get it. Passes it to Cruz while sitting on the floor. Gets it away to Paloma. Paloma three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst loses it. She's in the lane. She feeds it back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Hulst. Hulst flips it up with the right hand, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State playing with a two-point lead, 21-19. They're on a 9-0 run right now. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball underneath the basket. The basket down to my left or down at the north end of the field house. Kim Cruz checks out of the ball game. Tegan Manis will check in. With the basketball, Galbraith. Galbraith in the lane. Gets a little bit of room to work. Lays it up high off of the rim. Good. Galbraith with a soft touch makes it 23-19, Dakota State leading by four. Newman with the basketball. Jump stop, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State with the basketball looking to build on the four-point advantage. Dort College led at 1 point, 19-12. They now trail 23-19. Into the lane, nothing there, Dakota State. Galbraith feeds it out front with the basketball. Is Aaron Ravenberg. Dort College has to stop the bleeding. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Galbraith. Galbraith puts it back on the offensive rebound. She gets the shot to go. Micah Hulst is whistled for the personal foul, her first. And Galbraith will go to the free throw line for her second three-point play opportunity. She already has 7 points as well. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Timeout on the floor, charge two. Well, this is a media timeout. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn. Member FDIC, by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Galbraith, free throw on the way for the three-point play, and she has her second three-point play of the evening. Both of the and one variety. She now has 8 points, and the defenders trail 26-19. Dakota State on a 14-0 run. York College with the basketball. Paloma. Paloma in the lane. Drops it off for Hulst. Hulst turns away from the basket. Kicks it outside to Paloma. Paloma, 19-footer, no good. Rebound taken down by Hulst. Hulst back outside to Paloma. Paloma into the lane. They collapse on the zone defense. Kick out past Newman. Newman shot no good. Rebound taken down by Chapman, and Abby Chapman is fouled on the play. Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Looked like she got in on the offensive rebound, and then a Dakota State player blocked her shot. They give her the free throw opportunities. That one very easily could have gone as a no call. Abby Chapman, two free throws on the way. First one is up and good for the junior. Breaks the run of 14 points in a row by Dakota State, and Dort College needed to stop the bleeding. They trail 26-20, now 26-21. Back-to-back free throws by Chapman. Chapman coming off a 23-point outburst. She's got 13 today. Dort College trails 26-21. Dakota State with the basketball. Dakota State's Aaron Ravenberg. Ravenberg drops it off into Courtney Holstein. Holstein with 8 points. Beg your pardon, 10 points. She came off of the bench tonight after starting on Sunday. With the basketball, right side, Manis. Manis down to the baseline, cut off. Manis tries to feed it out, and she is called for stepping on the baseline out of bounds. It's Dakota State basketball, 9:07 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. They feed it down low. Post player Madison Walford had great position. Able to bother the shot, though, was Micah Hulst. That's what happens when you're 6'3". You're still able to recover and bother the shot. Tegan Manis catches, fires. Three, good. Tegan Manis with 4 points. She had 9 on Saturday, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 4 at 28-24. Shady Yeager trots over to the scorer's bench to check into the ballgame for the defenders, and she will check in as Dakota State throws it away. Kendra Lindblad throws it out of bounds. Hulst checks out. Shady Yeager checks in. Dort College trailing 28-24. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Paloma catching a breather. Goes left side over to Manis. Manis had a three moments ago. Comes back over to Newman. Newman drops it off for Yeager on the pick and roll. Yeager off of the glass. Good. Shady Yeager with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 28-26. So Dort College on a run of their own. Answering with a three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away on the missed shot by Courtney Holstein. Yeager comes away with it. Yeager gets it away to Cruz. Cruz for the basketball. Kim Cruz, the sophomore from Hull, gives it off to Manis. Manis back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz picks up her dribble, looking. Tries for the backdoor cut, intended for Newman. It's taken away by Courtney Holstein. Holstein goes left side to Wagner. Wagner, hesitation move. Her shot no good in traffic. Rebound, though, controlled by Walford. Walford unable to put it in. Collision on the ensuing play. And Tegan Manis is going to be called for the foul underneath the basket. Tegan Manis whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on Manis. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Courtney Holstein. Holstein with 11 points now. 7:37 left to go in the first half. Dort College had an early 7-point lead. Dakota State went on a 14-0 run to take a 7-point lead of their own. Dort College now trails 30-26 after the made free throws by Holstein. Coming back the other way with the basketball, Kim Cruz, and Cruz loses it out of bounds. It was tapped out by Dakota State. It'll be Dort College basketball. Abby Chapman will throw the ball in. Both teams with 6 fouls, so we are not in the bonus yet. Next foul on either team will send the opponent into the bonus situation. Kim Cruz with the basketball comes over to Chapman. Chapman, three, left it short, no good. Partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Jordan Hansen. Hansen up the floor quickly on the right side. She's on the right elbow. Jump stop, and she's called for traveling. Hansen turns it back. Dakota State had trouble with turnovers on Saturday, or on Sunday night against Mount Marty. Turned it over 27 times. Kim Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Cruz picks up her dribble. Kim passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman spin move into the lane with the right hand. Scoops it up. It won't go, but she's fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. Dort College trails by four. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 712-722-2313. Chapman, 3 for 3 today, 4 for 4 for the season. She shoots her fourth free throw of the night here. Free throw by Chapman is up and good. So Abby Chapman makes both free throws. Chapman with 15 by my count. And the defenders trail 30-28. Dakota State with the basketball, and down on the block is Galbraith. And Galbraith bothered enough by Shady Egger that she dribbles it off of her foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Galbraith dribbles it off her own foot. Dort College has the basketball back. 6:50 left to play, first half. Alyssa Palama into the contest. Manis is out. Palama driving the other way and got going in a hurry. Loses it out of bounds. Dakota State basketball. Dakota State with the basketball. Walking it into the front court is Olson. Olson to Rabenberg. Rabenberg goes to Galbraith. Galbraith gives it up to Hansen. Hansen drops it off. Shot no good by Bailey. But the putback is good for Dakota State. Dakota State leads 32-28. Three on the way, no good by Chapman. Rebound, though, cleared out by DeAger. DeAger shot no good. Rebound, Palama. Palama tries to fire it, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State. It's Dort College basketball. Defenders trail by four, 32-28. At this pace, we're going to hit 100. Well, not quite 100, but things have slowed down a little bit. First 5 minutes played at a breakneck pace. Pass over the top comes to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz gives it up to DeAger. DeAger with it. Her shot with the left hand, no good. Now DeAger is going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Nice move, everything but the finish for DeAger. Tried to finish with the left hand, left it short. Radovo checks into the ballgame. Checking out is DeAger. And free throws on the way for Dakota State and Galbraith. Galbraith will shoot a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity for Galbraith. Galbraith averaging 9 points per game. Obviously, those averages pretty easy to figure after just one game this weekend with Mount Marty for Dakota State. Shot is up and good for Galbraith. She's got another one coming. Dort College trails now 33-28. A second free throw on the way for Galbraith. The post player puts it up and puts it down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing 34-28. So Galbraith makes the free throw. Coming back the other way with a drive is Angbers. Angbers shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Quick shot by the defenders, and Dakota State's off and running. Trailing the play is Angbers. Angbers takes it away on the cross-court pass. Dakota State didn't see her coming up on the weak side. Comes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz into the lane, nothing there. Cruz gives it away to Chapman. Chapman loses it. Picked up by Angbers. She's going to let fly with a three. It's good. Paige Angbers hits the three. She's fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line for the four-point play opportunity. Angbers let it fly from the left wing. Dort College not bashful about putting it up tonight. They already have six made three-pointers in this contest, and Angbers makes the free throw. She's got seven. Dort College back to within two on the rare four-point play. Make sure both teams have five players. Dort College with Chapman, Palama, Cruz, Newman, and Hulst. And Newman picks up her first personal foul on full-court pressure defense. Some more free throws for Dakota State. That's team foul number eight on the defenders. I believe this is Summer Bailey shooting free throws. One and one, I should say. And she rims that no good. Rebound cleared out by Dort College. Coming back the other way is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball into the lane. Nothing there. Comes back over to Newman. Newman drives the lane with a left hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound cleared out by Micah Holst. Holst gives it over to Paloma. Paloma in traffic. Her shot, no good. Rebound cleared out by Galbraith. Galbraith with the rebound. She passes it out to Holstein. Holstein with the ball. Holstein gives it up to Rabenberg. Rabenberg back to Galbraith. Galbraith to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with the basketball, working the offense. 4:55 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 34-32. Galbraith with the basketball. She gives it up. Underneath, shot no good, and the rebound is taken away by Newman. Newman wrestles it away from Jaden Swanson. Dort College coming back the other way. Paloma. Paloma over to Newman. Newman thought about the three, decided against it. Out front, Paloma. Paloma puts up the three, rims it no good. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball on the left wing. Cruz gives it away to Paloma. Paloma over to Holst. Holst puts it up. Shot no good. Blocked by Galbraith. Rebound taken away by the defenders. I beg your pardon, by Dakota State. And coming back the other way, and a blocking foul called on Alyssa Paloma. Paloma trying to set up and take the charge on the sideline. Instead, a blocking foul called, and free throws coming for Summer Bailey. This will be another 1-1. Bailey missed the front end of a 1-1 moments ago. Tegan Manis will check into the contest. Dort College trails Dakota State 34-32. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So the first of the 1-1 for Bailey. She's got another one coming. 35-32, Dort College down three. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Bailey makes both free throws. And the Dort College defenders trail at 36-32. Coming up the floor over the basketball is Paloma. Paloma fakes left, goes right, gets it away to Chapman. Chapman puts up the three off to the right, no good. Rebound cleared by Aaron Rabenberg. Rabenberg with the basketball. Rabenberg gives it up at the top of the key, left side to Jaden Swenson. Swenson around the horn they go, back over to Wagner. Wagner with it on the right wing. Wagner, nothing there, comes back over to Swenson. Kick it out, three on the way is good. Three-point basket for Aaron Rabenberg, and the Dort College defenders trail 39-32. Into the front court with the basketball is Chapman. Chapman into the lane. Abby Chapman gives it up to Courtney Holstein. Holstein with the steal. Holstein pull-up shot, no good. Nobody gets the rebound, though, and Kennedy Wagner comes away with it for Dakota State. Three by Dakota State, no good. Rebound cleared out. Here comes Tegan Manis. She doesn't have the number. She's going to forge ahead anyhow. Comes over to Paloma. Paloma, right side, Chapman. Chapman will pull the trigger. Another three. This one's good. Abby Chapman with her fourth three of the day. And the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 39-35 after trailing moments ago by seven. They're back to within four at 39-35. Chapman and Newman will check out of the ballgame. Blount is in. And Engvers is back in. Cruz and Manis are the guards. With it on the right side is Wagner. Wagner into the corner it goes to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with the ball. Comes back left side to Holstein. Holstein has the ball tipped, controlled by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with the steal. Cruz gives it over to Robin Blount. Blount in traffic. Her shot is good. Robin Blount with 4 points. Dort College trails 39-37. Dakota State basketball, Rabenberg. Rabenberg out front. She passes left side over to Holstein. Holstein, her shot no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Blount. Blount gives it up to Cruz. Through 30 left to play in the contest. Down to the baseline. They try to feed it down low to Micah Holst. It's taken away, and coming up with it is Holstein. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota State. Leading 39-37. Coach Jeff Dittman wants to talk things over with his team. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, back with more after this.
It's important.
Dakota State basketball, Rabenberg. Rabenberg gives it up down low to Holstein. Holstein takes one dribble on the baseline, puts it up with the right hand, good. Holstein with another 2 points. She has 14, and the defenders trail 41-37. So after stagnating for a while on offense, both teams starting to click again. Three-pointer by Kim Cruz answers back. She's got 5 points. Dort College back to within a point at 41-40. 1:48 left to play in this first half. Dakota State basketball. Ball's down on the floor. It's loose. Tegan Manis ties it up. No, it's still loose. And coming away with it is Dort College and Micah Holst. Holst over to Cruz. Cruz, long pass over the top to Blount. Blount, layup, good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Robin Blount with a two-point bucket. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and try to extend the 42-41 lead for the defenders. First time Dort College has led in this contest since it was 19-18. That was part of a 14-point run where Dakota State went from 7 down to 7 up. Madison Walford whistled for her second personal foul. Free throw on the way for Robin Blount. This one's up and good, so Robin Blount makes her first free throw try today after two other attempts. Converts for the first time this evening. Dakota State basketball, Galbraith. Galbraith to Lindblad. Lindblad over the basketball. Lindblad drives right side, puts it up, blocked. Ball taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz comes away with a rebound. Long pass into the front court. Manis. Manis underneath to Blount. Blount reverses it over to Holst. Holst grabs it off the deflection. Here's Cruz. Cruz with the right hand lays it up on the reverse. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket, and she suddenly has 7 points. Dort College leads 45-41. Dort College on an 8-0 run of their own. Dakota State basketball under a minute left to play in the first half. Courtney Holstein with it out front. Holstein gives it up to Lindblad. Lindblad down to the short corner, left baseline. It's good from 10 feet. Aaron Rabenberg with 7 points, and the defenders trail 45-43. Defenders lead, I should say, 45-43. Underneath it goes to Holst. Holst layup, good. Michael Holst with a two-point bucket. Michael Holst makes it 47-43. Dort College in front. 27 seconds left to play in the first half. Shot clock is off as Dakota State brings it up in the form of Courtney Holstein. Holstein with the basketball. She passes right side to Rabenberg. Rabenberg in between the circles. Rabenberg passes left side over to Holstein. Holstein gets the return pass now. 9 seconds remaining. Ball tipped and taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Blount. 4 seconds left. She goes over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Her 15-footer left side no good, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 47, Dakota State 43. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College holds a 47-43 lead at halftime of this non-conference women's basketball and basketball game, that is. Dort College and Dakota State were tied at 5-12. Dort College went on to lead 19-12 as part of a 7-point run. Dakota State answered with a 14-point of their own to go from down 19-12 to up 26-19. Dort College cut it to 4 with 5 straight, and the lead stayed at 2 or 4 points most of the way. Dakota State did blow it back up to 39-32, but from that point on, Dort College outscores Dakota State 13-2 to take a 4-point lead up 45-41, and they lead here at halftime 47-43. Dort College was led by Abby Chapman's 18 points in the first half of play, while Courtney Holstein came off of the bench. She ends up scoring 14 first-half points to lead Dakota State. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
For the latest on Dort sports news, visit the kdcr.dort.edu website. You'll find scores from recent games, schedules for upcoming games, team rosters, and much more. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips and on the air at KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM.
Halftime numbers look like this for Dort College. First of all, 16 of 40 from the floor, 8 of 15 on threes, 7 of 11 on free throws. That comes out to 40% from the floor, 53.3% on threes, 63.6% on free throws. For Dakota State, 14 of 37 from the floor, 37.8%. 4 of 12 on threes, 33.3%. And 11 of 13 on free throws for 84.6%. Dort College owns a 26-24 rebounding advantage. Dort College with 10 turnovers. Dakota State with 9 in the first half of play. Dort College is led by Abby Chapman, 16 points. She was 5-for-9 from the floor, 4-for-5 on three-pointers. 7 points each for Kim Cruz, Robin Blount, and Paige Angbers. 4 points for Tegan Manis, 2 for Michael Hulse, 2 for Ashley Williams, and 2 for Shady Yeager for their total of 47 points for Dakota State. 14 points for Courtney Holstein. 5-for-9 from the floor, 2-for-5 on three-pointers. 12 points for Cherie Galbraith. 7 points for Erin Rabenberg, 3 each for Kendra Lindblad and Kennedy Wagner. 2 points for Summer Bailey and 2 for Madison Walford for their total of 43 points. Micah Holst has 6 rebounds for the defenders, 4 rebounds for Kim Cruz, 4 rebounds for Abby Chapman in the first half of play, Alyssa Palama and Emily Newman with 3 rebounds each, Robin Blount also with 3 rebounds. For Dakota State, Cherie Galbraith has 9 first-half rebounds, 4 for Madison Walford. No one else has more than 2. Erin Rabenberg has 3 assists. Alyssa Palama credited with 5 assists for the defenders in the first half of play. 47-43, North College by 4. We're at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Dakota State 47-43 at halftime of this women's basketball game. Tomorrow night, Dort College volleyball as the defenders conclude the regular season, taking on Northwestern. That's in Sioux Center at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Thursday, Dort College soccer is hosting Briarcliff and Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round play. That's a 2 o'clock start time at the soccer complex on the Dort College campus. Friday evening, Dort College men's basketball taking on Cardinal Stritch in Orange City at the Northwestern Red Raider Classic. Saturday, Dort College football as the defenders host the Hastings College Broncos in a 1 o'clock kickoff. Dort College women's basketball hosting Grandview at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Dort College volleyball also will be at home in the Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round. That'll be at 7:30 Saturday evening. And the Dort College men's basketball team is playing Valley City State on Saturday at 2 in the afternoon. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Buzzer sounds, and we are just about set for the second half of basketball. Some momentum swings throughout the first half. Dort College right now in front, 47-43 in halftime. Comes at a bad time for the defenders. They were just gathering some steam, it seemed. Dakota State with the basketball. Courtney Holstein drives down the baseline. Reverses it over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg around the horn to Kennedy Wagner. Wagner gives it up left side. Holstein. Holstein with the basketball. Dort College in a zone defense. Galbraith to Holstein. Holstein over high hands. Her three, no good. Rebound tipped by Palama. Now tipped by Galbraith. Taken back by Palama. Now stolen back by Holstein. Holstein will drive in. Layup is good. 2-point bucket for Courtney Holstein. She's got 16. And the defenders lead 47-45. Chapman over to Palama. Palama goes down low to Holst. Micah Holst with a 2-point bucket on the turnaround with the left hand. It's good. She's got 4 points. Dort College leads 49-45. Dakota State basketball. Trojans have it left side. They give it up to Erin Rabenberg. Rabenberg picks up her dribble. She comes over to Galbraith. Galbraith back around the horn. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz on the missed three-pointer from the left wing by Rabenberg. Long pass into the front court. Right wing drive by Newman. Shot no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Holst, and Holst will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Micah Holst with 4 points tonight. She goes to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So 2 free throws on the way for Micah Holst. Holst, the right-handed free throw, is up and good. Junior from Byron Center, Michigan. She's got 5 points. That's foul number 3, by the way, on Madison Walford. Dort College trying to extend the lead to 6, and Hulse kicks that one off the heel. No good. 50-45, Dort College by 5. Steal by Holst on the back end of the zone press. Into the front court is Paloma. Paloma left side, Newman. Newman, 3, got it. 3-point basket, Emily Newman, her first points of the day. Dort College extends the lead to 8, 53-45, biggest lead of the night for the defenders. Dakota State basketball coming back the other way. With it is Holstein. Holstein gives it up to Rabenberg. Rabenberg over to Wagner. Wagner, 3. No, just a long 2. Long 2 from the right wing by Wagner. Dort College leads 53-47. Kim Cruz, pass over the top to Holst. Holst lay-in, right hand, good. Micah Holst, 5 points in the second half, 7 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 55-47. Dakota State trying to answer back. Holstein, 17 feet from the hoop on the left side. She reverses it back outside. 3-pointer by Kennedy Wagner. Wagner with 8 points. And the Dort College lead is 55-50. Coming back the other way is Paloma. Paloma gives it up to Newman. Newman with the ball back over to Chapman. Long 3 by Chapman. Misses. No good. Rebound taken down by Brianna Olson. Olson with the ball. Olson coming back the other way. Right side pass over to Wagner. Wagner to Holstein. Holstein gives it up to Rabenberg. Rabenberg over to Olson. Olson fires it up with the right hand. The runner through the lane is good. And Brianna Olson has her first 2 points this evening. Dort College leads 55-52. Pass goes down low to Holst. Holst with the basketball. Kick out. Paloma. Paloma, 3. Off the side of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State will press the issue. They bring the ball up. This is Kennedy Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Right side pass goes over to Aaron Rabenberg. Rabenberg to Holstein. Holstein picks up her dribble. Comes back to the top of the key. This is Rabenberg. Rabenberg left side over to Olson. Olson down to the baseline. Her shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Paloma. She fired it up. Paloma grabs the loose basketball. Kim Cruz with it. And Cruz tries to spin through the lane. And a player for Dakota State got her hands on it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 16:40 remaining in the first half. Dakota State basketball. Madison Walford. Walford gives it to Rabenberg. Rabenberg back over to Walford. Walford across the timeline to Brianna Olson. Comes left side over to Holstein. Holstein, 3, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a fight for the rebound now, and Holst and Wagner both hit the deck. Holst is going to be called for the personal foul. Micah Holst whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College leads 55-52. Dakota State basketball. Madison Walford. She gives it up to Rabenberg. Rabenberg to Hansen. Hansen over the basketball in between the circles. Hansen on the right elbow. She gives it back outside to Rabenberg. Rabenberg to Wagner. Wagner in the lane. Nothing there. And she loses it. It's taken back by Abby Chapman. Chapman into the front court. Chapman will drive in, draw some contact, splits the defense, kick out Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz will drive in. Shovels it outside for Holst. Holst in traffic. Shot no good. But she is she's going to be called for a charging foul. I'm not so certain that Madison Walford was outside the charge ring. But they call the foul on Micah Holst. And that's number 3 on Micah Holst. Wagner checks out of the contest. Checking in is Summer Bailey for Dakota State. Brianna Olson inbounds the basketball. Dort College showing pressure defense. Dakota State with it in the backcourt. Lady Tees will bring it up the floor, and it's stolen away by Micah Holst. Holst grabs it on the sideline. Holst feeds the trailer. Cruz. Cruz doesn't have the numbers. Back outside Manis. Manis, 3, halfway down. Pops back out from the left wing. Kim Cruz gives it up to Chapman. Chapman to Holst. Holst layup good. Micah Holst with 9 points for the game, 7 in the second half. Dort College leads 57-52. Coming back the other way, Dakota State basketball. Dort College's pressure defense paying some dividends with a couple of steals by Micah Holst on the back end of that defense. Dakota State basketball. Aaron Rabenberg, jumper in the lane, is good. It's a 2-point basket on the feed from Rabenberg to Walford, and the Dort College lead is 57-54. Left side pass, Angbers. Angbers steps inside the ring. Nothing there. Comes back outside to Manis. Manis, Chapman. Chapman 3 feet behind the 3-point line. Now Manis in the corner. Comes back over to Hulst. Hulst with a right hand. Can't get it to go. Rebound tipped and controlled. And now a foul called on Dakota State. Foul's going to go on Summer Bailey, her first. Micah Hulst grabbing the offensive rebound. She'll check out of the ballgame. Shea DeAger checks into the contest. Also back in, Palama. And you've got Paige Ingbers in the game along with Robin Blount and Tegan Manis. Manis throws it into Blount. Blount off of the glass, good. Robin Blount with 9 points. Dort College leads 59-54. Dort College back up by five. They've led by as many as eight tonight. Dakota State coming back the other way. Racing up with it is Walford. Walford shot no good. Rebound taken away by DeAger. Shea outlets it to Alyssa Palama. Palama right side, Paige Ingbers. Ingbers on the drive. Her shot no good, but she draws the foul. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Jeff Dittman on the Dakota State bench. Upset. Near the midcourt stripe. And Paige Ingbers will shoot two free throws. First free throw is up and good. Not certain, but I don't think the coaching box extends that far. Another free throw on the way for Ingbers. This one up, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dakota State. Lady T's coming back the other way with a 6-point advantage. Aaron Rabenberg with the basketball. Ball stolen, taken by Palama. Palama on a breakaway, and lays it up with the right hand. Good. Alyssa Palama with her first 2 points today. Dort College leads 62-54, matching their biggest lead of the contest. 14 minutes up to go in regulation. Dakota State basketball up the right side. Rabenberg, Dort College in his zone. Looks like a 2-3. Pass goes left side to Hansen. Hansen swing pass right side over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg three, no good. Rebound weak side by Blount, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Summer Bailey. That should be number two on her. Kim Cruz will check into the contest. Tegan Manis will check out. Palama will toss it in for the defenders. Dort College getting some steals off their pressure defense. Moments ago, Alyssa Palama with a breakaway layup on a steal that occurred near the top of the key. Palama with the basketball. Shovels it off to Ingbers. Ingbers three. Caught and shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Lady T's coming up with it is Jaden Swenson. Swenson on the left side with it. Swenson gives it over to Holstein. Holstein sizing up the defense. She comes back over to Jordan Hansen. Hansen with the basketball back over to Courtney Holstein. Holstein gives it up Brianna Olson. Olson with the basketball. Olson loses it. It's down on the floor, diving after it. Cruz unable to get it. Three-pointer from the left wing on the busted play. Courtney Holstein. Holstein with 19 points for Dakota State. Dort College leads 62-57. Coming back the other way is Robin Blount, and Blount is tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball with 13:02 remaining. Inbounding the basketball will be Kim Cruz. No, now it's going to be Alyssa Palama. Palama to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. She gets it into Blount. Robin Blount in traffic. Her layup, good. She was able to split the defense, lays it up with the right hand. Robin Blount off of the bench for 11 points after scoring 5 on Saturday. Dort College back in front by 7, 64-57. Coming back the other way, Brianna Olson. Olson into the corner, 3 no good. Rebound long, taken down by Olson. Olson layup with the right hand from the left side, good. 4 points for Brianna Olson. Dort College leads 64-59. Driving the other way, Robin Blount. Blount on the breakaway. She's got 13, 6 in the second half. Dort College leads 66-59, 12:28 left to go in the game. Dakota State basketball, they pick it up. Pass goes left side over to Brianna Olson. Olson on the left wing. Brianna Olson gets the return pass. She'll put up the three. Rocks and fires, no good. Rebound taken down by DeAger. DeAger outlets over to Cruz. Cruz, long pass to Ingbers. Ingbers thought about the three from the left wing. Now she puts it on the deck all the way to the baseline. Got a little seam. Her layup is good. Paige Ingbers with 10 points. Dort College has their biggest lead of the game at 9:68-59. 11:58 left to play in the game. Dakota State basketball, Brianna Olson. Olson right side to Holstein. Holstein fires it through the lane, tipped and controlled by DeAger. Shea DeAger down on the floor with it now, and it's taken away by Dakota State. Dakota State comes up with it. Jaden Swenson on the broken play, her first 2 points. Looked like DeAger was going to secure it in the middle of the lane, and she had it wrestled away from her. And Kim Cruz is fouled on her way to the basket. A blocking foul, they call. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball, I believe. North College will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Reset for the defenders. It's Chapman, Cruz, Newman, Palama, and Vredebode. Pass comes in Newman. Newman outside to Chapman. Chapman tries to fire it back over to Newman. Newman loses it out of bounds. It's touched last by Dort College. It's Dakota State basketball. Dort College leads 68-61. Defenders on defense. Bringing it up is Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it. Rabenberg across half court. Picks up her dribble. Passes left side over to Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner gives it up to Swenson. Swenson. Underneath, shot in traffic, no good. Rebound taken down by Vredebode. Vredebode to Cruz. Cruz, long pass into the front court to Chapman. Chapman too strong with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Palama, though. Palama tries to feed it underneath Vredebode. Vredebode down to her knees to grab it, and now forces a jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dakota State basketball. So Dakota State gets the basketball back. Tegan Manis will check in. Kim Cruz will check out. And Dakota State brings the ball into the front court. Bringing it up is Kennedy Wagner. Wagner to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it on the left wing. Rabenberg picks up her dribble. Ball deflected and it's down on the floor. Melissa Palama shaking up on the play, getting up slowly. Now she pops back to her feet, just waiting for traffic to clear. Pass goes over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg with it, picks up her dribble and nearly travels with it. Comes back over to Walford. Walford's shot blocked, and the shot clock violation. Dort College gets a defensive stop, and they'll get the basketball back on the turnover. Dakota State took a shot. Dort College got a hand on it, partially blocked it out of bounds, and as it went out of bounds, the shot clock buzzer sounded. Pass comes to Newman. Newman three, misses wide right. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dakota State and Kennedy Wagner. Wagner will bring the basketball up the floor. She passes right side over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg dumps it down low for Walford. Walford shot no good. Rebound Vredebode. Vredebode comes back over to Palama. Palama long pass into the front court. Gives it up to Chapman. Chapman dumps it down low for Vredebode. Vredebode muscles it up. Good. Cassidy Vredebode, the two-point bucket, her first two tonight. Dort College leads 70-61. 9:50 left to play in the ballgame. Dakota State basketball coming back with it. Right wing is Rabenberg. Rabenberg dumps it down low for Galbraith. Galbraith back over to Wagner, and Wagner goes airborne without a flight plan. She gets bailed out. Foul call against Dort College. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kennedy Wagner with 8 points. We've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Two free throws on the way for Kennedy Wagner. She was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw on the way for Wagner is good. Wagner now 9 points. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Both free throws for Wagner are up and through. Dort College leads 70-63. Dort College basketball right side is Abby Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Abby Chapman with the basketball, using up her dribble. Passes it back over to Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball. Manis gives it up to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman fires it right side over to Palama. Palama gets a step, drives in, right hand, quick release, good. Melissa Palama able to get around her defensive player. Dort College leads 72-63, a 9-point advantage for the defenders. Dakota State basketball. With it is Kennedy Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Gives it up over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg out front. Rabenberg to Wagner. Wagner back over to Rabenberg. Rabenberg. Kendra Lindblad. Lindblad loses the basketball. Wagner picks it up. Wagner passes down to the baseline. Galbraith. Galbraith shot no good. Rebound tip controlled by Dakota State. Dakota State comes away with it. Pass comes over to Lindblad. Lindblad back out front. Three on the way. Is up and through. Three-point basket for Kennedy Wagner. She's got 10 second-half points, 13 for the ballgame, and the North College defender lead is 72-66. Ball's kicked out of bounds, last touch by Dakota State. It'll be North College basketball. Michael Holst is back in. Kim Cruz checks in. Today's broadcast made possible by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Abby Chapman throws it in over the top to Kim Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, puts it up with the right hand from the left side, and it's swatted out of bounds by Kendra Lindblad. North College will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop, leading by six. Tossing it in will be Chapman. Chapman gets the ball inbounded. Fires it up from short range. Her short jumper is good. Abby with her first field goal of the second half. And she has 20 points. North College leads 74-66. Dakota State basketball. Kennedy Wagner with it out front. Wagner gives it up to Walford. Walford dumps it down low for Galbraith. Galbraith, 14 points as she gets the short shot to go. North College holding on to a six-point lead. Dakota State on defense. With it is Chapman. Chapman pushed from behind. Team foul number six on Dakota State. So Dakota State with one more foul to give. North College has three fouls to give before Dakota State gets into the bonus. Chapman looking for someone to pass to. Gets it in on the baseline to Newman. Newman in traffic. Her short shot off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. Dakota State checking in. Brianna Olson checking out. Kendra Lindblad on the floor for the defenders. Paloma Cruz, Chapman, Newman, and Holst. That's the original starting five for the defenders here with 7:42 remaining in the game. Nobody in foul trouble. No one with more than three. Ball tipped by Paloma, controlled by Dakota State. Three on the way by Wagner. It's good. Kennedy Wagner from well beyond the three-point line, left wing. North College leads 74-71. Back-to-back threes by Wagner, cutting a nine-point lead down to three. Cruz passes left side over to Chapman. Chapman driving in. Chapman puts it up. It's good. Two-point bucket by Chapman. She's got 22 points. Dort College leads 76-71. Dakota State basketball. This is Brianna Olson. Olson in traffic with a left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Galbraith. Shot blocked by Holst. Rebound Holst. Holst gets it away to Paloma. Paloma off the floor over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim driving in with the right hand. Off-balance shot. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point bucket. She's got 9 points. Defenders lead 78-71. Sador College answering the two three-pointers in a row by Dakota State with two twos of their own. And the defenders lead by seven again, 78-71. 6:47 left to go in regulation. Back with more after this. Dort College leads 76-71. Beg your pardon, 78-71. Didn't mark that last two-point basket down on my running score. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly water-worn paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dakota State basketball, bringing it up is Wagner. Wagner picks up her dribble. She passes it off to Aaron Rabenberg. Rabenberg drops it off for Galbraith. Galbraith gives it up Wagner. Wagner shot no good. That time Cruz played defense on her and was able to push her out on the block. Coming away with a loose basketball is Chapman. Chapman will spot up at the top of the key, decides against the three, comes back right side over to Newman. Newman, Chapman. Chapman shakes right, goes left, puts it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Abby Chapman with 24. And the defenders back in front by 9, 80-71, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame, answering the six-point run by Dakota State with a six-point run of their own. Out front with the basketball is Rabenberg. 6 minutes left to go in regulation. Down to the baseline, ball is loose. It's still loose, and a tie-up, jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College in a chance to extend the lead to double figures for the first time tonight for either team. Courtney Holstein will check into the contest for Dakota State. Kennedy Wagner. She of the 13 second-half points checks out of the game. Would imagine she'll be back in shortly. Paloma with it on the right wing. Alyssa picks up her dribble, pick and roll. They go to Hulst. Hulst travels with it. Dakota State jammed her defensively as she went to the pick and roll. And she was unable to get the ball on the deck quickly enough. Gets called for steps. Dakota State basketball coming back the other way. With it is Ravenberg. Ravenberg fires it left wing. Over to Madison Walford. Walford to Ravenberg. Ravenberg gives it into the corner to Holstein. Shot on the way. Off balance shot by Brian Olson. And Dakota State continues to hang around in this one. North College up seven. Turnover by Chapman. Tried to go to the pick and roll. A run out now for Olson. Olson layup good. Brian Olson with 8 points. And the North College lead that was nine is now four, five. On back-to-back buckets by Dakota State, it's 80-75, North College in front after the turnover. Chapman at the free throw line, fires it left wing over to Newman. Newman on the three-point line, back over to Chapman. Chapman three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Madison Walford. 4:48 left to play in the ballgame. Holstein with it on the left side. Courtney Holstein passes it back out front to Ravenberg. Ravenberg gives it up in the lane. Nothing there. Kick out pass comes back out to Olson. Olson on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Now Holstein. Holstein with the basketball. Holstein will fire the three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound taken down by Newman, and we have a foul on the play called on Dakota State. Newman had inside position. Dakota State's Madison Walford tried to get over the top of her and gets called for the foul. 1-1 on the way for Newman. Emily Newman with 3 points today. She'll shoot a one and the bonus. Bonus situation for the defenders from here on out. North College can afford to play very aggressively on the perimeter yet. They are not in danger of sending Dakota State to the free throw line for the bonus yet. Robin Blount checking into the ballgame. I believe she'll go for the shooter. Emily Newman will shoot the 1-1. She can give Dort College a 6 or 7 point lead with a free throw or two made. Free throw by Newman is up and through. Newman, 8 of 11 on free throws on Saturday. 1 for 1 today. Another one on the way for Newman. This one's up and off the heel, no good. And it's a 6 point ball game, 81-75 Dort College by 6. Dakota State basketball. Ravenberg setting the offense as we approach the four-minute mark. Ravenberg, three off the heel, and it catches the cable that goes from the rafters down to above the backboard. Out of bounds, it's Dort College basketball. 81-75, Dort College by 6. Pass comes out front, Cruz, top of the key, three, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Rebound taken away by Galbraith. Galbraith's outlet pass to Holstein is tapped out of bounds by Kim Cruz. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 4 minutes exactly left to go in this contest. Dort College holding a 6-point lead. They've led by as many as 9, and the lead has been as few as 3 here in the second half. That was after a 2-point advantage early in the half. Since then, it's been between 3 and 9 points the whole way. Holstein passes it back outside to Ravenberg. Ravenberg step back three, decides against it. Now Holstein with a long three, got it. Courtney Holstein with 8 second-half points, 22 points for the game. Dort College leads 81-78, and it's back to a three-point difference. Dakota State on a 6-0 run. Here comes the Lady Tees. Beg your pardon, not a 6-0 run. Dort College had a free throw in there. Dakota State with the basketball, and tying her up is Robin Blount. Dort College was up 80-71. Since then, Dakota State has outscored Dort College 7-1, cutting the lead down to 81-78. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 3:17 remaining in regulation. Dakota State basketball after the tie-up. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van Inglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Dakota State inbounds the basketball, down by three. They have not led here in the second half, nor have they tied the score in the second half. A drive on the right-hand side by Brianna Olson. She has her shot blocked by Micah Hulst, but Hulst picks up a personal foul in the process. That's her fourth personal foul. Brianna Olson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She is a 43% free throw shooter. She has made four field goals here in the second half. First free throw is off the heel, no good. That one kicked out long. Take note of that if you're a Dort College player stationed along the lane. 3:12 remaining in regulation. Dort College 81, Dakota State 79 after the made free throw by Brianna Olson. Olson with 9 points. So Dort College leading by a 2-point field goal. Into the front court is Paloma. Paloma with it on the left side. Comes over to Chapman. She'll squeeze the trigger. Three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota State basketball. So now Dakota State can tie it on a two or take the lead with a three. 3:02 remaining ball game. Dakota State with the basketball up the floor. They pass it right side to Aaron Ravenberg. Ravenberg gets the return pass. Now Holstein. Holstein on the left wing. They look high post. They dump it down low to Walford. Walford shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Here comes Dort College in transition. Long pass into the front court, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota State and Aaron Ravenberg. It'll be defender basketball. Well, I've not been tracking the timeout situation, nor is it posted on the scoreboard. Well, I beg your pardon. Dort College has five timeouts remaining. Took a little while to locate it on one of the five scoreboards here in the field house. Pass comes right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up. Chapman, 12 seconds to shoot. Chapman, runner with the right hand. Missed it too strong. No good. 2:20 left to play in the game. Here comes Dakota State. Running is Olson. Olson sidesteps a defensive player. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Newman. Newman double teamed. Here comes Paloma. Paloma into the front court. Paloma gives it up. Cruz. Cruz shot short. No good. There for the rebound is Vredevoad. Vredevoad shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Her putback no good. And here comes Dakota State. Stop. Pop. Three. Good. Just a two for Olson, beg your pardon. We're knotted at 81-81. 1:51 left to play in the game. Driving the other way, Kim Cruz. Cruz with the lay-in. She's got 11. And the Dort College defenders answer the run by Dakota State with a bucket by Kim Cruz going coast-to-coast. And with 1:46 remaining in regulation, Dort College leads 83-81. Dort College uses a timeout. Back with more after this. 83-81, Dort College by two. Dakota State coming back the other way. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. On the ensuing play, Cherie Galbraith ends up with an offensive rebound. Her putback attempt is blocked, but she's fouled on the play, and Galbraith, who is 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight, goes to the free throw line. She was 3-for-6 on Sunday night in the loss to Mount Marty. She can tie it with a pair of free throws here. First one is up and straight through. She's got 15 points. Another free throw on the way for Galbraith. That foul, by the way, went on Dort College's Emily Newman, her second. So with 1:32 left to go in the game, Galbraith's second free throw for the tie is up and good. We have our second tie of the second half. 83 all, 1:29 left to play in regulation. Newman with the basketball. Newman passes it over to Paloma. Paloma with the ball, gives it up. Right side Newman spots up. Three off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota State. Lady T's bringing it up. Ravenberg, 1:12 left to go in regulation. Dakota State with the basketball. They have it on the right side. They feed it into the lane. Nothing there. Loose ball. Picking it up. Short shot is good. Getting the loose basketball was Madison Walford in the lane, and Dakota State has their first second half lead. with 59.3 seconds remaining, and we have a timeout on the floor. So Dort College led at one point 80-71. Dakota Wesleyan has outscored Dort College, though 14-3 since then. And now Dort College fighting from behind for the first time here in the second half. Dort College has not trailed since it was 41-40 late in the first half. They led the entire second half. It was a two-point margin. Dakota State scored the first 2 points of the second half to make it a two-point difference. But Dort College eventually expanded the lead to 9 on several different occasions. Never got it to double figures. And it was still a 9-point lead at 80-71 with about 5 minutes left to go in the contest. Since then, though, it's been all Dakota State. Dakota State leads 85-83. Dort College basketball, there was a timeout on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospice, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BorenSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Cruz and Palma in the backcourt for the defenders. Chapman on a wing, Engbers on a wing, Bredevoet on a wing. With the basketball on the right side is Palma. Palma trying to break the defense down. Passes back out front to Engbers. Engbers to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, Cruz. Cruz, kick out pass for Palma. They got a hand on it. Now Palma loses it, trying to get into lane. Coming back the other way with it, Dakota State and Brianna Olson. 37 seconds on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. Dakota State will run the clock down. And the college defenders now commit a foul, forcing Dakota State to inbound the basketball. Well, it was set to be a 12-second difference if Dort College got a defensive stop. Now Dort College. Well, now Dakota State can run the clock down unless Dort College commits a foul or gets a turnover. Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KBCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College had the basketball down two. Tried to work it into the lane, and Alyssa Palma lost her footing on her trip into the lane. Dakota State took the basketball back, and that's where we're at right now after a Dort College timeout. Ball is loose, picked off by Cruz. Here comes Dort College on a steal. Kim Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz driving in, and she has her pocket pick. Coming back the other way is Dakota State, and Dakota State is fouled on the play. 22.6 seconds left. Cruz had her pocket picked around the right wing at the three-point line, and now Dakota State's Kennedy Wagner will shoot a one-and-one. Timeout situation, Dort College has three. Dakota State has two timeouts remaining. Free throw on the way by Wagner is up and good, and she can make it a two-possession ball game here. Dort College trailing 86-83, 22.6 seconds remaining. This one's up and good. So it's a four-point ball game, 87-83. Dakota State wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Jeff Dittman and the Lady Tees. Coach Craig Steensman, Dort College, will talk things over in their huddle. They need a quick two. 22.6 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dakota State has one timeout remaining. Dort College has three. Dort College is unable to come back in this one. They're going to feel like they let one slip away. 9-point lead late, and Dakota State charging back. Alyssa Palma with the basketball. Dort College down four. Palma will venture into the lane, puts it up, blocked. Ball's tapped, and Palma on the baseline ends up touching it while she's out of bounds. It'll be Dakota State basketball. 13.9 seconds remaining, and now it gets tough for the defenders unless they can get a quick steal. Four-point deficit for Dort College. Dakota State inbounding the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop underneath the Dort College basket. They get the ball inbounded to Galbraith. Galbraith with it in the corner, and she is fouled on the play by Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst commits the personal foul, and for Micah, that is number 5, and she will foul out of the ballgame, I believe. So Hulst fouls out after scoring 9 points with 11.5 seconds remaining. Micah Hulst will check out of the contest. And free throws on the way for Sheree Galbraith. She will shoot a 1-1. She's a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line thus far. It's a 5-point difference now as she makes the first free throw. Another free throw on the way for Galbraith. 11.5 seconds remaining. North College trailing 88-83. Second free throw is up, and this one's good. 89-83. North College down by 6. Into the front court is Paloma. Paloma to Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the right hand. Her shot is good. 4.5 seconds left. Cassidy Vredevoad with 4 points. And the defenders trail now 89-85 with 4.5 seconds left to play. In the game, there's a timeout on the floor charged to North College. They have 2 remaining. Back with more after this. Dort College forces a turnover on the inbounds play. 1 second ticks off of the clock. It'll be Dort College basketball. 3.5 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College down 4, 89-85. And if you're Dakota State, you simply don't want to commit a foul on the inbounds play. You'll let Dort College inbound the basketball, and then you'll throw it long, even if they score. As it is, they'll call timeout to talk some strategy. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Renson, and Sanborn. Their member FDIC. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Down by 4 are the defenders. 3.5 seconds remaining. They inbound it to Chapman. Chapman's 3, no good, but a foul on the play is called against Dakota State on the screen. And with 1.9 seconds left, Dort College has a chance. If you're Newman, you make the first free throw, then you miss the second one intentionally. So you got to make the first one. Dort College likely will call a timeout. If she can make the first one. Free throw by Newman is up and through. So Newman makes the first. Now she's got to miss this one, and you need a tap out and a 3 to tie it. All in 1.9 seconds. Newman, free throw is up, and she made it. It's a 2-point ball game. Dakota State inbounds the basketball. Well, that did not play out how I thought it would. Newman makes both free throws. In that situation, obviously, after Newman makes the first one, I'm thinking you're going to miss the second one intentionally. Hope for a tap out and a 3-point bucket. Now with 3/10 of a second left, Dakota State can seal it with a couple of free throws. Shot is off the mark, no good. Dakota State's Madison Walford misses the free throw attempt. And it ends up an 89-87 final. Dort College loses by 2 on the road to Dakota State. Dakota State improves to 1-1. Dort College drops to 1-1. Next action for the defenders. They'll be facing Grandview on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the DeWitt Gym. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. The play-by-play broadcast of these events made possible by grants from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC.
by the Vedinglund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BohrAndSons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. The Dort College Defender women are going to feel like they let this one slip away. They led much of the second half, led by as many as 9 on a few different occasions, led by 9 as late as 80-71 with under 5 minutes left to go in the contest. Dakota State comes back, though, scoring 10 out of 11 points to tie it at 81 with 1:51 remaining. It was tied again at 83 after Dort College had scored a basket to briefly lead 83-81. Dakota State, though, extended the lead to 89-83 with 11.5 seconds left. Through a series of events, Dort College was able to get the lead down to 4. Emily Newman was shooting a free 1-1. She made the first and then proceeded to make the second, and that pretty well took away any chances for Dort College to score 3 points to tie it. With less than a second left, Dakota State went down to the other end, missed a free throw, and that's how it ended. Dakota State 89, Dort College 87. Dort College led unofficially by Abby Chapman's 24 points. Dakota State was topped by Courtney Holstein with 22. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Numbers look like this for the women's game. Dakota State 89, Dort College 87. Dort College 47 points in the first half, 40 in the second half. Dakota State 43-46. Dort College 33 of 77 from the floor, 42.86%. Dakota State 30 of 73 from the floor, 41.1%. Three-pointers, Dakota State 9 for 24, Dort College 9 for 25 for 37.5 and 36% respectively. Dakota State was 20 of 24 on free throws, Dort College 12 for 19. Rebounding, Dort College had a slight 48-45 advantage. Turnovers, Dort College 20, a few costly ones down the stretch. Dakota State, 17 turnovers. Taking a look at individual totals then. Dort College was led tonight by Abby Chapman's 22 points. She was 8 of 17 from the floor, 4 for 8 on threes. 13 points for Robin Blount, 6 for 8 from the floor, 1 for 3 on free throws. She had 13 points. Paige Engbers came off of the bench to chip in 10. 11 points for Tegan Manis, 5 of 11 from the deck. 6 points for Emily Newman, 9 points for Micah Holst, 4 for Cassidy Bredebode. Shea Yeager had 2. Tegan Manis had, That was Kim Cruz who had 11, beg your pardon. Tegas Manis had 4. Having a tough time reading across the line.
Alyssa Paloma had 4 points. Emily Newman had six. Alyssa Paloma credited with 8 assists. Abby Chapman had 4. Kim Cruz had 3. Kim Cruz had 9 rebounds. Micah Hulst had 9 rebounds as well. 4 rebounds each for DeAger, Vredevoad, Blount, Chapman, and Newman. For Dakota State, they were topped by Courtney Holstein's 24 points. 9 of 17 from the floor, 4 for 10 on three-pointers, 2 for 2 on free throws. 18 points for Kennedy Wagner. 18 points for Cherie Galbraith. Galbraith was a perfect 8 for 8 on free throws. Wagner was 7 of 8. Brian Olson had 9 points. Madison Walford had 8. Aaron Ravenberg had 7. 2 for Summer Bailey. And 3 for Kendra Lindblad. Madison Walford had 8 rebounds. 5 rebounds for Brian Olson. 3 assists for Courtney Holstein. And 5 assists for Aaron Ravenberg. Both teams are now 1-1. Dakota State has a little bit of time off, as does Dort College. Dort College is back in action this Saturday when they host Grandview. And from there, Dort College with 3 games the following week. Dort College will host Grandview on Saturday. Then they'll host AIB and Prue State before opening conference play 1 week from this Saturday, November the 15th, at home against Midland. For Dakota State, the women are 1-1 as well. They travel to face Marion of Indiana on Friday. Then they're scheduled to play Graceland on November 14th. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is the Wireless World wrap-up show. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
For the latest...
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College loses to Dakota State in women's great non-conference basketball play, 89-87. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, I said in the last 5 minutes, this was it just had the feeling like you could never put Dakota State away. And a 9-point lead late, probably you and the coaching staff and the team probably feel like you let one slip away here tonight.
Yeah, you know, there was... obviously some very important possessions defensively where we thought we had the opportunity right here to, you know, get some distance, and we could never get a stop. And there was a couple, there was 2 times in particular where there was just bad caroms off the board on, I thought, not that great of shots by them, and they were able to get them and put it in, you know. And then there was another time where they wrestled the ball to the ground, and all of a sudden they ended up with it for a layup. And that's... those are hard things because, you know, they're unfortunate, and they, you know, it allows them to, gives them energy and allows them, breathe life into them. And, yeah, we had a couple of those that I felt like if we could come up with a ball, we could finish the game. But, you know, that those are lessons that hopefully we can learn. And we came up with three or four steals very late in the game to give us a chance to tie or to give us a chance to prolong the game. Those are all great things, but it wasn't enough at the end to get it done.
Abby Chapman continues her hot shooting, 24 points. I think she had 11 in the first 3 minutes or so, but she shot it well, and that opened up some other things for your team.
Yeah, Abby's a pretty good shooter, so we like, you know, it's good that if she can get open in transition or in our driving motion offense, she can attack the basket, she can shoot free throws, and she can make threes, so... she's a pretty good weapon for us in terms of offense.
Taking a look at the rebounds, you talked about that being a critical point. You're able to manage a 48-45 advantage. You limit Dakota State to 12 offensive rebounds by the stat sheet. That isn't a bad number. It's just the timing of some of those.
Right. And the fact that we had our hands on the ball and we're already out running the floor hard, and all of a sudden they get their hands on it and lay it in. You know, and those are very hard to defend. So, you know, there's some bright spots with our when we extended our defense, I thought, and also at the end of the first half when we went a little bit zone, you know, I saw some good things that, there as well.
Couldn't get to the free throw line as much in the second half. Only eight attempts. You had them right on the cusp of the bonus for a long time, but you could just never get to the free throw line consistently in the second half.
We were trying, Mike. We were trying to get there, and I thought we attacked pretty hard. You know, sometimes you get calls, sometimes you don't. You live with what you get, and, you know, when we definitely had our chances to stop them and close the game, and, you know, hopefully we can learn from that.
Grandview at home on Saturday, and then it's a few home games in a row, and back at the DeWitt, and hopefully get back to get some wins again under your belt. But Grandview is going to be a very good team.
Yeah, Grandview is a very, very good team. We saw them at scrimmage a couple weeks ago. You know, they are very big and physical and tough. But anytime you get to play four games in a row at home, yeah, it's a great feeling. It's a great to be able to go to the DeWitt this weekend and then three times next week.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mike. We appreciate your coverage.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll be back with a check of the men's matchup right after this.